Good day, this is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 181 for Thursday, December 11th. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were mixed to higher Thursday morning amid choppy activity. The January contract up $2.30 at $434.20, the range between $1.70 lower and $2.30 higher. Some spillover support came from the advances seen in the Chicago soy complex, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed futures in early and overnight activity. Strong commercial demand for canola, continued slow farmer selling, and technical buying were also bullish. The market has moved back to an inverse, indicating that nearby demand for canola is very strong. The sharply lower Canadian dollar further underpinned canola as it made the commodity more attractive to crushers and exporters. The Canadian currency was down more than a quarter of a cent, around 86.74 cents U.S. On the other side, good conditions for the developing South American soybean crop and large supplies of beans in the U.S. were bearish. In the U.S., corn and soybean futures were moving higher, while wheat futures were mixed Thursday morning. Soybean values were anywhere from 4 to 11 cents higher. January up 11 and a quarter cents at $10.43 and a quarter cents per bushel. Lower than expected, 2014-15 ending stocks for U.S. soybeans in Wednesday's USDA report were underpinning the market. Values were also seen in upward correction following Wednesday's sharp declines. However, disappointing weekly export sales data from the USDA limited the advances. Good conditions for a large South American bean crop were also bearish. Corn futures moved higher as well, prices anywhere from 4 to 6 cents higher, March up 5 cents at $3.98¾ a bushel. Lower than expected domestic ending stocks for corn this year in the December monthly USDA report were underpinning the market. However, large global stocks of the commodity and good conditions for South American corn crops tempered the gains. Wheat values were mixed, the market anywhere from 5 cents lower to 3 to 1 cent higher, March up a quarter cent at $5.82 a bushel. Downward pressure came from forecasts calling for improving weather across the U.S. Midwest. Rainfall and mild temperatures expected over the weekend will help improve conditions for winter wheat crops in the region. Wednesday's monthly USDA report was also overhanging the market, as the agency increased its global and domestic ending stocks estimates for 2014-15. On the other side, some support came from better-than-expected weekly export sales of just over 526,000 tons, according to the USDA. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures Canada and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Thursday, December 11th. I'm Taryn Shields.